愿大家平安。
I may peace be with everyone.
在我们这个礼拜的读经进度里面，包括耶利米书六章到十二章。
This week's Bible reading includes Jeremiah 6 to 12.
在里面有一段圣经在提到两种的夸口。
In the book of Jeremiah, it mentions two kinds of boasts.
圣经说，日光之下没有新事。
The Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun.
我们现在人的夸口跟三千年前人的夸口原来是一样的。
The boast of man today is the same as the boast of man 3,000 years ago.
那到底我们在夸口什么？
So what exactly are we boasting about?
那从神的观点来看，又是怎么一回事？
And from God's perspective, what does that mean?
请看耶利米书第九章。
And please turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书的第九章
Jeremiah 9
第九章的二十三节
Jeremiah 9 verse 23 Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, Let not the mighty man glory in his might, Nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
二十四节
24 But let him who glories glory in thisThat he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
这个英文翻译两种，一种叫做荣耀，一种叫夸口。
English translations, some translate it as glory, while other translations have it as a boast.
这两个其实是一样的。
And these are similar.
人会夸口，就是觉得那个就是他的荣耀。
A person boasts of his glory.
那二十三节在讲一般人他的荣觉得他的荣耀是什么
？So in verse 23, what are common boasts of man？
三件事情。
Or three of them。
第一个，他的智慧。
The first is his wisdom。
智慧现在来讲就是他的知识，他受的教育。
In today's terms, wisdom refers to their education, and their knowledge。
特别在现在这个时代这个。我们知道别人不知道，这就是权利。
Especially in this day and age, what we know and others don't know, that is our advantage.
所以这值得夸口。
And so this is something that people boast about.
那第二个是勇力。
And the second that they boast is their might.
勇力就是人的能力很强。
This is the might, which means that indicates a person's strength or power.
所以在这个竞争的社会，弱肉强食，他能够一直往上爬。
So in this competitive society,the strong continue to thrive.
变成很有成就。
And they become very successful.
那第三个夸口，这是大家比较容易了解的。
The third kind of boast is something that we're more familiar with.
就是人的财物。
Which is the boasting of man's riches.
那财物的表现就是在看得见的方面，他一切都比别人好。
And the demonstration of a person's riches is that what possessions they have are all better than other people.
因为钱可以买到很多的东西。
For money can buy many things.
但是圣经为什么说不要为这个三件事情来夸口
？However, why does the Bible says do not glory or boast in these?
那为什么又有很多人为这三件事情来夸口
？Yet why do so many people boast in them?
原因跟二十四节有关系
This has to do with verse 24.
他说夸口的要因为他有聪明认识我是神。
It says, let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me.
有时候我们在看好像最近在看这个世界杯的足球赛。
Recently, as we're watching the World Cup of Soccer,
如果我们看到两队 在踢足球，我们觉得那个打得不错。
When we see two teams going against each other, it may seem that it's a pretty good game.
然后这一队赢了，再跟另外一个队打。
And then that team wins and advances to play the next team.
我们再发现说另外一队更强。
Then we realize, there's another team that's even better than the one that won.
所以整个足球赛之后结束，他们就会选哪一个是最强的一个队员。
And at the end of the tournament, they will select.The best soccer player of the tournament.
所以人跟人相比较最突出的就是他的成就，就是他的荣耀。
And so when people compare themselves against others, the most outstanding people, that is their boast or their glory.
但是人常常忘记一件事实。
But people often forget about a simple truth.
就是在这个世界里面有一个看不见的存在。
Which is that in this world there is an invisible or unseen existence.
当我们不知道它或者不把它当一回事的时候，我们人有很多可以夸口。
And when we don't know him or don't see him as significant, then there is much we can boast about.
当我们知道他，而且把他当一回事，我们就发现原来我们算不了什么。
But once we know, come to know him, and once we place him as a significant and valuable in our hearts, then we realize that we are of nothing.
有时候我们在看这个电视的新闻。
Sometimes when we're watching the news,
一件事情正在发生。
And when some certain events are happening,
他可以把镜头调得很近。
And they zoom the camera, the view to that particular area.
然后这个镜头就可以把它拉远。
And then they can also zoom the camera view out.
拉远你就看到那个现场。
And then you can see the entire surrounding of what's happening.
再来看到那一条街。
And then you see that street.
然后再拉远。
And then the more they zoom out,
你可以看到那个城市。
And you can see the entire city.
然后再拉远。
And zooming out even more,
你可以看到那个国家。
You can see the entire country.
那再拉远一点，你就看到一个地球。
And even more zoomed out, you can see the entire earth.
那当这个图画一出来，
And when this picture emerges,
那刚刚在里面那个主角已经看不见了。
Then that the main person or the character of interest is now gone.
因为他镜头已经拉得很远了。
Because that viewpoint has been stretched all the way back.
所以那个人太小，看不见。
And that person is so minute, he cannot be seen anymore.
所以当我们在看人，把他拉远，从神那边来看，到底人怎么一回事呢？
So when we're looking at man and we take the perspective of God by zooming all the way out, what is exactly is man?
这就是诗篇第八篇的结论。我们看诗篇第八篇。
This is the conclusion of Psalm 8. Let us turn to Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇。
Psalm 8.
第一节，请读。
Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens.
第三节。
Verse 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moons and the stars which you have ordained.
第四节。
Verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
这个第三节说，我观看神指头所造的天，并他所陈设的月亮星宿，我就有一个结论。
Verse 3 says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, moons and stars that you have ordained, he came to a conclusion.
人算什么？
That what is man?
神太伟大了。
That God is too awesome and great.
神在创造万物当中，圣经说我们的存在好像微尘。
When God created all the heavens and the earth, man's existence is like a dust.
我们当中有没有微尘？有。
Is there dust among us? Of course.
有没有看到？没有。
But can we see the dust?
那为什么看不见？
Why can't we see the dust?
太小了。
Because it is too small.
在神无穷的创造这个宇宙里面人太小了。
So in this limitless universe that God has created, human beings are too small, too minute.
大卫的结论是神太伟大了。
So David's conclusion is that God is indeed too awesome.
所以你的名在全地何其美好。
And so how beautiful, how great is your name?
天在彰显神的荣耀。
Who have set your glory above the heavens.
神的伟大远远超过他的创造。
God's greatness greatly surpasses his creation.
人的渺小远远大过于他自己自夸。
And man's insignificance or minuteness greatly exceeds his boasting.
但是第四节说，世人算什么你竟然眷顾他。
So verse 4 says, what is man that you are mindful of him?
所以第一个，人可以自夸是因为他不认识神。
So first of all, man boasts because he does not know God.
那如果从圣经一些人物的生活体验，
From the characters of the Bible and their experiences,
我们知道虽然人有一些可以自夸，
We see that although there are some things that man can boast about,
但是人有一些事实是没有办法改变的。
But there is some truth that can never be changed.
不是权势能改变的。
It is not power or authority that can change it.
不是金钱能够改变的。
Not money or riches that can change it.
不是知识能够改变的。
And not knowledge or wisdom that can change it.
而且这些不能改变的事实对人类负面的影响太大了。
And these unchangeable things have a negative impact on man.
使人生结论变成虚空。
And it's the conclusion of a man's life, which is vanity.
好，我们现在看诗篇九十篇。
So now let us turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇是摩西的祷告。
Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses.
如果我们把时间拉回三千年以前。
If we turn back time to 3,000 years ago.
摩西是谁？
Who was Moses?
他是在最强的埃及国的王宫里面长大的。
He grew up in the palace of the greatest nation at the time.
他是受埃及最好的教育。
And he was educated in the great, he had the highest education in the world at the time.
等于现在顶尖的大学。
It is equivalent to one of the top schools these days.
他说话行事都有能力。
His words and his actions come with power.
他是一个非常突出的青年。
He was an exceptional youth.
但是他的一辈子以后，他对人生的感叹是什么？
But after living his life, what was his reflection on life?
所以为什么说金钱才能跟人的学识夸不了什么？
Why is it that in Psalm it says that our riches, our might, and our wisdom is not worth boasting about?
第三节。
Verse 3.
九十篇第三节。
Psalm 90 verse 3, you turn man to destruction and say, return, O children of men.
这里说你天上的神使人归回尘土。
Here it says, you, God, turn man back to destruction.
神预先定准人住的年限跟疆界。
God had already set a man's lifespan.
所以时间到了。
So once the time arrives,
人没有办法抵抗死亡来到的事实。
Man cannot overtake the truth of death.
到死亡来到。
When death arrives,
金钱算不了什么。
Riches mean nothing.
才能又算什么？
Power and authority mean nothing.
知识又算什么？
And what wisdom and knowledge mean nothing.
我们能够改变什么事实？
What exactly can we change at that point?
那在整个这个人活去的过程当中，
So in his entire life, in the man's entire life,
我们看第五节。
Let us read verse 5. You carry them away like a flood; they are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up.
这里说神叫我们如水冲去。
Here it says that we are carried away like a flood.
一去就不再回来。
So when it goes, it never returns.
所以人生是没有第二次机会的。
So there is not a second chance in life.
又睡一觉。
And it is like a sleep.
我们睡觉会很多的梦。
And when we sleep, we have many dreams.
但是醒来又是在现实里面。
But when we awake, we are back in reality.
人生有很多的理想。
There's many ideals that we have in our life.
但是达不到。
But we can't attain them.
因为人毕竟是人，很多的因素不是我们能够掌控的。
Because we are mere human, and there are many factors that we cannot control.
那到第五节说，我们好像花草。
In verse 5, it says they are like the grass.
第六节，请读。
Verse 6, it says, in the morning it flourishes and grows up; in the evening it is cut down and withers.
花草长得最兴旺的时候。
When the grass and the flowers grow up to their best point,
这个就是人生的巅峰。
This is the pinnacle of a person's life.
但是它往下掉，这是挡不住的。
But when it starts fading, when it starts coming down, it cannot be stopped.
人有很多美好的时光。
Human beings have a lot of glory days.
但是当它过去，你挡不住的。
But once it passes, you cannot stop to get it back.
我们就发现别人的注意力开始往另外一个人注意。
Now we see that then the person's attention then becomes focused on the next person. Because we have reached our pinnacle and have started to descend.
那这样一直往下退，退到最后是割下枯干。
And so once it descends all the way down, it is cut down and withers.
就被忘记了。
And then it is forgotten.
但是最可怕的是什么？
But what is the most scary thing of all this? Verse 7. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. In verse 8, you have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
所以你将我们的罪摆在你的面前。
You have set our iniquities before you.
将我们的隐恶摆在我们的面光之中。
In our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
忽然之间我们发现在我们生活里面有一个看不见的力量在控制我们。
Suddenly we realize that there is an invisible force in our life that's steering us.
就是罪性。
Which is the sinful nature.
你说知识高的人福音就比较幸福吗？
Would you say a person with high wisdom and knowledge would have a better marriage?
我们常常提到华人最高离婚率是在矽谷。
We often say that among the Chinese community, the highest divorce rate is often in Silicon Valley.
先生太太都是工程师。
Because the husband and wife are typically engineers up there.
我们就知道知识不是幸福的保障。
And that tells us that wisdom or knowledge is not a guarantee of a happy marriage life.
那钱呢？
What about money?
当然钱是需要的。
Of course, money is necessary in this world.
但是离婚率最高的是什么？好莱坞。
But one of the highest divorce rates is also in Hollywood.
每一栋房子几百万。
Every house is over millions of dollars.
所以钱能够买来幸福吗？
So can money buy us happiness?
这个也是有限的。
This is also limited.
因为人的罪性在里面没有办法解决，不是钱、知识、权力能够解决的。
Our sinful nature is within that cannot be solved, not with money, not with might, not with wisdom.
所以这个罪性不但破坏人跟人的关系。
So this sinful nature not only destroys the relationship between men.
更重要是我们活在神的愤怒当中。
But more importantly is that we live under the wrath of God.
这个不是知识能够解决的。
This is not something that can be solved by wisdom.
这个不是钱财能解决。
It's not something that can be solved by money.
这个不是权势能解决。
Not something that can be solved by might.
所以结论是我们人不能够夸口。
So the conclusion is that we as human beings cannot boast.
算不了什么。
Because we are considered insignificant.
好，那我们再回来看耶利米书第九章。
So let us turn back to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书第九章的24节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. Jeremiah 9, verse 24. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth.
真的可以夸口，就是我认识的宇宙一个最伟大的存在。
So what we can glory, what we can boast about is that we know the greatest existence in the universe.
啊，这个存在就是天上的真神。
And this existence is our heavenly Father.
那从第十章的十二节在描写神是怎么样的神。
In chapter 10, verse 12, it describes what kind of God that God is.
那为什么认识神这么重要？
And why it is important to come to know him.
而我们来到美国发现这个机会平等的国家。美国这个机会平等的国家。公平的社会。
In America, we see that America is a very equal society.
你没有认识谁也不一定有什么关系啊。
It doesn't matter. You don't need to have certain relations in order to advance in your society.
但是如果来到美国认识的神对我们的一生有很大的不同。
But if you come to America and you come to know God, it would be life-changing.
从十二节一直到十六节。
From verse 12 until 16.
第十章。
In chapter 10,
耶利米书
Jeremiah 10, verses 12 to 16,
在记载这个伟大神的存在有三个特性。
It records three characteristics of this awesome God that exists. Verse 12, Who is the wise man who may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken that he may declare it? Why does the land perish and burn up like a wilderness so that no one can pass through?
耶利米书十章十二节。
Jeremiah 10, verse 12, rather. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion.
这里说在神的创造里面显示没有一件事情他做不来。
Here it says that in God's creation, there is nothing that he cannot do.
接下去在神的创造里面我们就发现他无穷的智慧。
And following this, we can see that in his creation, there is limitless wisdom.
整个宇宙的存在是神无穷的智慧所建立的。
The entire existence of the universe is upheld by his limitless wisdom.
这是不得了的一位神。
This is awesome God.
那再来。
And following this.
从第十三节。
Verse 13.When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasures.
他从天上降雨。
And he makes rain from the heavens.
百物可以滋生。
And many things can survive in this world.
他使云雾上腾。
And he causes the vapors to ascend.
所以天气不会太热。
And so the temperatures will not rise too much.
因为蒸发会吸收热量。
Because the vapors will absorb the heat.
它造电随雨而闪。
And he makes lightning for the rain.
制造很多的化学元素让大自然能够一直在成长。
And creates different chemicals so that this entire nature can continue to thrive and grow.
它从府库带出风来。
He brings the wind out of his treasuries.
使我们常常有清新的空气。
So that we can always have a nice brisk air.
这个神是充满着慈爱的神。
This God is full of love and mercy.
所以虽然神没有直接出声说我爱你。
So although he did not come out right in front of us and say, I love you.
但是遍地充满神的慈爱。
But all around us are surrounded by signs of God's love.
整个神创造的宇宙里面，地球特别不一样。
In all of the creation of God, Earth is very unique.
因为神在第六天创造人。
Because God created man on the sixth day.
他称他做儿子。
And he called him his son.
所以我们今天活着这个世界这么美好。
And so today we live in such a wonderful environment.
那这位神就是我们所敬拜的耶稣。
And this God is the one whom we worship, the Lord Jesus.
我们再看第十章的第十节。
Let's continue reading Jeremiah 10 verse 10. 10, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation.
这里说为天上的神是真神。
It says that here the Lord is the true God.
他是活神。
He is a living God.
而且他是永远的王。
An everlasting King.
那为什么圣经要强调这个？
Why does the Bible emphasize this?
因为在几千年前呢，人就有拜偶像的习惯。
Because thousands of years ago, human beings have a tendency to worship idols.
他想要拜神，不知道神在哪里。
They want to worship God, but yet they do not know where God is.
就自己去刻一个，把它当作神。
And so they carve images in order to worship.
那偶像跟神比起来，偶像是死的。
So compared to God, these idols are dead.
所以第五节。
So in verse 5.
说他不能说话，不能行走，必须有人抬着。第十章第五节。
Verse 5 it says, they are upright like a palm tree, they cannot speak, they must be carried.
然后，你们不要怕他，也不要，他不能降祸，也无力降福。
And it says, do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good.
所以有时候我们要用理性很难了解。
Sometimes when we use our reason, it's hard to understand.
为什么有人会去拜偶像？
Why do people go and worship idols?
这个明明偶像是人造的。
It's clearly and obviously a creation by human hands.
把它当神拜。
Why do they treat it as a god to worship?
如果偶像可以当神来拜。
If an idol can be treated as God to worship,
造偶像的就比偶像还厉害。
And that means the creator of that idol is even greater than the idol.
因为他可以造神给人拜，他比神还厉害。
Because he can create a God for people to worship, so he is even greater than that God.
所以这个拜偶像是通不过逻辑的。
And so people who worship idol, it doesn't seem rational.
但是我们拜的神，
But the God that we worship,
他是真正存在的。
He is true and exists in this universe.
为什么？
Why?
我们刚刚祷告就知道有神。
Because we understand, because through our prayer, we can understand that there is God.
神降临在每个人身上。
God's Spirit will come down upon all of us.
所以我们祷告就会有一种体验。
So we can experience Him through our prayer.
而且神就在我们当中。
And God is here in the midst of us.
他是真的。
He is true.
而且他是活的。
And He is living.
什么是活？
What is it, to be living?
活就是跟人会互动。
To be living means they can interact with others.
所以我们对他有体验。
So we can experience him.
这个是我们所拜的神。
This is the God whom we worship.
所以今天我们值得来寻找这一位真神。
So today it is we should come to worship this God.
因为我们人生有很多的问题不能解决。
There are many problems and troubles in our lives that cannot be resolved.
有很多的问题我们不晓得怎么解决。
And there are many questions in our hearts that cannot be answered.
但是我们的神。
But our God.
他知道怎么解决。
Now he knows how to solve our problems.
他愿意帮助我们解决。
And he is willing to solve our problems.
他有能力帮助我们解决。
And he has the power to solve our problems for us.
所以我们在世界上很虔诚在拜神的人，生活充满神的恩典。
And so those living in this earth that are devout and worship God regularly, they live a very peaceful and joyful life.
他是一个活神。
Because our God is a living God.
所以随时神虽然拿不出来给我们看。
So even though we cannot grab God and show it to people,
那有一部分我们没有办法解释得很清楚。
And there are some areas which cannot be very detailedly explained.
因为它是属灵的存在。
Because he's a spiritual existence.
是超越物质的观念跟物质界的体验。
Surpasses the understanding of the physical realm.
但是当我们在讲对神的体验，
But when we talk about experience with God,
没有人能够驳得到。没有人能够否定的。
No one can deny that.
比方说，有的人 已经用这个毒药已经上瘾了。
For instance, some people who are already addicted to drugs.
那进出很多这个戒毒中心都没有办法解决。
And they go to a lot of addiction treatment centers without any good resolution.
但是来到教会祷告。
But when they come to church and pray.
当他领受圣灵。
When they receive the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满。
And they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这个毒就戒掉了。
Then immediately they stop doing the drugs.
那这个就是体验了。
This is experiencing God.
因为神有能力能够帮助他戒毒。
For God has the power for them to quit.
所以这种的体验呢，到处都是。
And there are many examples, many testimonies of this kind of experience.
因此，为什么有的人拜神会很虔诚
？So why is it that some people are very devout in their worship to God?
虔诚到神是第一，其他都是次要的。
So devout in the way that they put God number one and everything else is secondary.
他不是傻瓜。
They are not foolish.
有的人是很有。在社会上是很有头脑的。
Some people are very intelligent in this society.
那为什么会拜神这么虔诚
？So why would they be so devout and so faithful in their worship？
因为他对神有体验。
Before they have experienced God，
他知道神是活神。
And they know that God is a living God。
所以下面说他是永远的王。
And it says in verse 10 that he is an everlasting king。
什么是王
？What is the king？
他在掌管。
He has sovereignty。
所以一个公司有公司的头。
So a company has its chief executive officer.
但是公司的头上面还有一个老板。
But above the CEO, there are owners.
老板就是天上的神。
And this owner is the God in heaven.
所以圣经里面很多的预言实现。
So in the Bible, there are many prophecies that are fulfilled.
比方说预言以色列百姓会被掳到巴比伦。
For instance, the prophecy that Israelites will be held captive into Babylon.
然后讲得很清楚，七十年。
And it says very clearly in 70 years.
谁都不相信。
There will be 70 years of captivity.
时间到了就是被掳到巴比伦。
Even though people may not believe, but when the time comes, they were taken captive into Babylon.
那巴比伦是一个强国。
Babylon was a strong nation in those days.
那后来他怎么回来
？So how were they able to return?
时间到了。
Once the time arrives.
神就感动波斯王古列。
God moved the heart of the king of the Persians and Medes.
古列 Cyrus，
King Cyrus，
结果一个不拜神的王啊，他就下命令你们全部回去盖圣殿。
And so this king who did not worship God gave a command for the people to return to their city, to their nation, to build the temple.
就给他很多金银宝贝。
And they even sent much gold and other treasures.
怎么有不拜神的王愿意让百姓回去盖他们的神的殿呢
？Why would a king who does not even worship God allow his people to return to their homeland to erect the temple?
因为天上的神是王。
Because the God in heaven is the real king.
凡是他想要做的，没有一个人挡得住。
And whatever he desires to do, no one can stop it.
因为他是王。
For he is the king.
圣经记载一个人叫西西家。
The Bible records a person by the name of Hezekiah.
得到一个病。
He suffered an illness.
这是必死无疑啊。
And it was a fatal illness.
他向神祷告。
He prayed to God.
结果神应许他。
And in the end, God fulfilled his prayer.
结果他就多活了十五年。
And he was able to extend his life by 15 more years.
怎么有可能呢？
How is that possible?
要死的人可以多活十五年，先讲出来。
A person who has a fatal illness about on the verge of death was able to give him 15 more years of life.
因为神是王。
Because God is king.
他掌管我们的生死祸福。
And he has sovereignty over our life, our death. Woes and happiness.
而且给他一个证据。
And he also gives us a guarantee.
这个日影倒退十五度。
He gave Hezekiah a guarantee in that the shadows went back by 15 degrees.
这个都是不可能发生的。
These are all things that are impossible that can happen.
但是变成可能。
But yet they became possible with God.
为什么？
Why?
神是王。
Because God is king.
所以有很多我们在圣经里面看到的巧合。
So there's many coincidences, what may seem like coincidences in the Bible.
其实再看深一点。
But when we examine it deeper,
不是巧合。
They are not, they turn out not to be coincidence.
它是神在后面，这个王在掌管一切。
But it's actually God, the true king in the background, having sovereignty over all.
比方说一个先知叫约拿。
For example, there is a prophet by the name of Jonah.
神叫他去传警告。
And God sent him to preach the warning.
约拿就不去。
But Jonah refused to go.
他就想溜啊。
And he tried to escape.
就逃到一艘船。
He escaped onto a ship,
要到另外一个城去
wanting to flee off to another country.
然后他就在船底下睡觉
or another city, and he was sleeping at the bottom of the ship.
谁知道他逃避神？
Who knew that he was trying to escape from God?
没有人知道。
No one on the boat knew.
但是船走到半途中，大浪开始摇起来。
But in the middle of the sea, there was a great wave that starts shaking the ship.
那里面那个船长就说：“哎，这个里面一定有人哦，这个得罪神。”
So the captain of the ship realized that there must be somebody on the ship that had offended God.
那到底是谁也不知道。
And yet they did not know who it was.
哎，抽出来，哎，是约拿。
So they drew lots, and Jonah became the one that was picked.
那约拿也知道说他就是这个暴风雨的原因。
And Jonah also knew that.He was the reason behind the winds and the water and the waves.
你把我丢到海里，风浪就平静了。
So he said that if you throw me into, toss me over into the ocean, the waves and the wind will calm.
这个从来没有办法解释，怎么风浪跟你这一个人有什么关系？
How can this be explained that a person has something to do with winds and waves?
哎，丢下去，风浪就平静。
But once they toss him overboard, all the sea was calm again.
那他一丢下去，神就安排一条鱼把他吞走。
And when he was thrown overboard, God arranged a great fish to swallow him.
那三天三夜
and 3 days and 3 nights,
又把它吐出来。
The great fish spat him out.
就刚好在尼尼微城的旁边。
And right at the place where in the city of Nineveh, where she was supposed to go.
神是王。
God is the king.
他掌管一切。
And he has sovereignty over all.
人怎么有可能能够逃避神呢？
How can a person try to escape from him?
所以尼尼微硬着头皮就去传警告。
And so Jonah just went accordingly to preach the warning.
所以神是王，是主。
So God is the king. He is the Lord.
因此我们只要敬拜他，一生认定他。
So if we affirm his existence and worship him in our lives,
一定会蒙神指引跟祝福。
Then we will be guided by him and blessed by him.
好，我们再来看，神是美好的。
Let us continue studying. God is good.
好，我们现在回来看耶利米书。
Turn back to Jeremiah.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
下半句。二十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 24, the latter part of 24.That I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
这里说神喜欢做什么？
What does this delight mean here?
神喜欢施行慈爱、公平、公义。
God delights in people who exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness.
有时候如果我们知道自己的小孩子喜欢打电动玩具啊，打到晚上不睡觉，这个父母真的也睡不着。
When parents know that their kids like to play video games way into the middle of the night, the parents often cannot fall asleep either.
那我们如果看我们小孩子喜欢跟一群看起来不是很正派的小孩子天天在外面玩，我们都会很忧心啊。
And as parents, as well as when we see our kids hanging out the wrong crowd until all the time, we will become worried as well.
因为靠近什么样的人就会被他影响。
Because whatever kind of people you draw near to, you will be influenced by.
有时候连大人也是一样。
The same goes with adults.
那在这个地方讲神是什么样的神？
Here it describes what kind of God that God is.
神喜欢施行慈爱。
God delights in people who exercise loving kindness.
就是神是我们的父亲。
God is our heavenly Father.
神非常的爱我们。
And he shows love and mercy to us.
但是我们像什么？
But what are we like?
我们像浪子。
We are like the prodigal son.
不是神不要我们。
It is not that God does not want us.
神随时都在等待我们。
But he is always standing by waiting for us.
是我们不愿意回头。
But it is us, we that do not wish to turn back.
那为什么这浪子不愿意回头？
Why does this prodigal son refuse to go back?
因为离开父亲很远，很自由。
Because when we depart far away from our father, we are free, we are liberated.
如果没有神，
if there were no God,
一切都可以做。
We can do anything to our heart's content.
因为如果没有神，我就是我自己的神啊。
Because if there's no God, then we are deities ourselves.
所以为什么有的人不愿意拜神？
So why is it that many people choose not to worship God?
他知道有神，他也不愿意拜。
Even though they know God exists, but they choose not to worship him.
甚至说，等我到七八十岁的时候，我再来拜。
They even say, I'll worship him when I reach 70 or 80 years old.
因为他觉得拜神会失去自由。
Because they feel that worshiping God will take away or strip them of their freedom.
好像那个浪子一样。
Just like the prodigal son.
但是其实如果我们回归到父亲的家，
But in actuality, if we return back to the house of our father,
我们就知道那是另外一种自由。
We come to find that we get a different kind of freedom.
因为父亲要我们做的都是对我们好的。
Because everything that the father desires of us is good for us.
你看那个浪子离开父亲以后。
We see that when the prodigal son left his father.
生活非常的放纵。
He let loose in every aspect of his life.
到最后就贫穷起来。
And in the end, he came to be very poor.
连东西也没有可以吃。
And he had nothing to eat.
为什么我们现在到头一直往下掉？
Why is it that when we don't turn back, we continue to fall?
因为强调自由，但是没有一条界限。
Because we keep emphasizing freedom, but yet no boundaries.
那等到我们回到神这里。
But when we return back to God,
善的做得出来，恶的不会去做，这个叫做真自由。
When we can do good and not evil, this is true freedom.
所以神是施行慈爱的。
So God exercises loving kindness.
他有丰盛的恩典。
And he has limitless, a boundless love.
但是是我们不愿意回头。
But it is we that choose not to return back.
如果我们愿意回头。
If we're truly willing to return back.
神的爱是会感动人的。
God's love will touch us.
他的恩典是会改变我们的。
And his grace will transform us.
变成越来越好。
To become, improve and become even better.
那下面说神是公平的。
And next, it says God exercises judgment.
有时候我们在社会上常常觉得我是弱势。
In society, we often feel like we're the weaker party.
那在这个社会上很现实，弱势常常别人看不起。
And in society, reality is very harsh in that if you're weak, you often get looked down upon in society.
但是圣经里面预言主耶稣来要传福音给贫穷的人。
But the Bible prophesies that when Jesus comes to preach the gospel to those who are poor and needy,
让受压制的得自由
so that those who are oppressed can be liberated.
他是公义的神
He is a God of judgment.
所以当没有一个人把我们看在眼的时候
He is a just God. So when people don't see us as significant in their eyes,
当我们受到很多的冤屈，没有办法有人能帮忙我的时候
when we are oppressed and no one seems to be able to help us in our situation,
神是公平的。
God is just.
出埃及记里面在讲以色列百姓在埃及。
And Exodus records about the Israelites in Egypt.
那个法老王故意要把他们置于死地。
And the Pharaoh tried to oppress them to the point of death.
给他很重的工作做。
Gave them very harsh a task to do.
那这个时候以色列百姓手无寸铁。
And so the Israelites had nowhere else to turn to.
他们就向神呼求。
And so they called out to their God.
神就下来看。
God came to look at their situation.
看神就差遣摩西把他们救出来。
And then he sent Moses to deliver them.
所以我们所拜的神。
So the God whom we worship.
是公平的神。
Is a just God.
他愿意站在我们这边来帮助我们。
He is willing to stand on our side to help us.
所以我们并不孤单。
So we are not alone.
那接下去说神是公义的神。
And following this, it says here that God is a Lord exercising righteousness.
什么是公义？
What is it? What is righteousness?
英文叫 righteousness, 就是从对这个字演变过来。
Righteousness contains the word right or correct.
一切都是对的。
All things are right or correct.
如果神认为对的，
If God deems something is right,
就是好的。
Then it is good.
因为神的本质是美善的，是全备的。
Because God's divine nature is good and full.
所以当我们有了这一位神，
And so when we have this God in our lives,
我们的生活一直改变。
Our lives gradually continue to change.
越来越好。
To become better and better.
那这一位神活在我们里面。
And this God living in us,
我们的本性会改变。
I will change our old nature.
越来越好。
To become even better.
所以拜神是我们一生最重要一件事情。
So worshiping God is the most important thing that we can do in our lives.
他是又真又活。
He is a living and true God.
他掌管一切。
And he has sovereignty over everything.
他是又全备又美善。
And he is full of loving kindness.
他要住在我们里面。
And he desires to live within us.
要改变我们。
To change our lives.
越来越好。
To become and grow better and better.
所以一个拜神的人生。
So a person, a life with of worshiping God
是积极的人生
is a very proactive life.
是正面的人生
is a very positive life.
是有希望的人生
it is a very hopeful life.
因为神就是光
because God is light.
所以我们要以神来做夸口
and so we need to have God as our boast or our glory.
人算不了什么
because we as human beings are insignificant.
唱诗
Let us sing a hymn together.
604首。
Let us rise and sing hymn 404.